Simon & Schuster Audio presents Aesop Science, answers to the world's weirdest questions, most persistent rumors, and unexplained phenomena, by Mitchell Moffitt and Greg Brown. Read by the authors.
This book is dedicated to our parents for their consistent support and inspiration. Thank you for always nurturing our curiosity of the world around us. We love you. Resolving persistent questions, rumors, and weird phenomena. Does being cold make you sick? Winter is coming, and we all remember our parents telling us to put on a jacket to go outside or you'll catch a cold. Of course, the common response is, don't be silly, being cold can't give you a cold. Or can it? Who wins this battle? There does seem to be a correlation between cold weather and sickness. Between 5 and 20% of Americans catch a cold or get the flu every year in late fall and winter, not to mention it's called a cold. But there are some important things to consider. First and foremost, colds and the flu are caused by viruses. If there aren't any around, you won't catch a cold, no matter how cold you get. It's as simple as that. So why the correlation with frigid temperatures? Well, for one, people tend to stay indoors much more during the winter, which puts them in contact with more people. More people means more exposure opportunities for the pathogens to spread. On top of this, humidity plays a role in the spread of some viruses. As the humidity decreases in the winter, not only does the virus spread more readily, but the mucus in your nose dries out, mucus that would otherwise act as a protective barrier.